Welcome back to a new season of the Slim Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, Shaden Smith, here with your lovely co-host,
Colton Davidson.
And I don't know if you guys can notice anything from like the audio or anything, but we're definitely doing things a lot different now. Colton and I don't, we're not together anymore.
I know.
He lives like a billion miles away from me now.
We broke up.
We broke up. So we're having to do like Skype calls and everything to do the podcast from now on. So it's going to be a little bit iffy. We're going to see how it goes for these next few podcasts, but we think it's going to go pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But it is going to be different. This is going to be season three. We're no longer a part of the Ocast anymore. So this is kind of our own thing. We're our own, I don't know, what would you say we are?
We're our own brand now.
We're our own
striking
brand.
Out into the world. We're becoming adults. We don't have Calvin to shelter us from the real world.
Exactly. Tell your friends. We need to get bigger, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so this is us. We're starting to do some new stuff, but we wanted to keep going, keep doing the same old, you know, podcast. We miss doing this, so we're gonna see how it goes.
Sorry, it's been a hectic summer. Shaden got married. I moved home. Yeah. I've been studying like crazy for some tests for my flight career. All kinds of things are happening. And we could talk about later on where we kind of want this podcast to go, like in the future. And I'm really excited for it, Shaden. What about you?
Huh? What did you say?
I'm really excited for the future of this podcast. What about you?
I am excited for the future of this podcast. But what I'm most importantly excited for is the future of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Dude, we have a future again, you know?
Did you like that transition?
I did like that transition. You slid that in there pretty good there.
I know, what can I say?
Mm-hmm.
I should go work for ESPN or something.
Yeah.
All right. So we usually, if you guys are familiar with our podcast, we usually do like a trivia question or something fun like that.
Oh.
I haven't thought of a trivia question or anything because we kind of just kind of started this.
I completely forgot about that.
So we're probably going to go with no trivia question this week. I'm sorry.
Can we even do that, Shaden?
Like that. Huh?
Can we even do that, Shaden?
Why? Why couldn't we?
I don't think we've ever had a podcast where we didn't have a trivia question.
Well, you know what? We're going to try something else. We don't really have a choice. We didn't plan it out. I honestly didn't know we'd be recording this podcast until like a couple days ago, so I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, I forgot.
Trying to do a bunch of stuff. Don't worry. I just looked at this is how I always do it, but I just looked at the outline like an hour ago, so we'll do this.
Some Colton's things
always
never
great
change.
About getting the outlines in. But anyways, we're not going to do that. We'll try in our next podcast. We're hoping to do this weekly again. We're going to get back into the norm and do some of that and maybe come up with some more fun, interactive stuff for you guys to join and do stuff like that. But for this point of this podcast, we're just going to try and go through the Thunder offseason and our expectations for this upcoming NBA season and stuff like that.
Right on.
Oh, I just ate like a huge sandwich.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be really gassy this podcast.
All right, so Shaden, let's kind of do a small recap of the summer. Like, we'll hit the big items and then we'll go back in and we'll talk about what all went down and really get into the nitty-gritty of what happened this summer. So like, let's start with the big there's three really big things that happened this summer. Paul George, if you've been under a rock, Paul George he re-signed with the Oklahoma City Thunder. And then the Thunder signed Nerlens Noel, and the Thunder dumped Melo for Dennis Schroeder and a player from the 76ers named Timothy something Luau. Everybody just calls him TLC, and that's what I'm going to call him because I have no possible hope of actually calling him by his right name.
Yeah, I'm not going to help you out either.
So do we want to talk about – well, I guess we'll get into it. We'll get into it. So let's talk about the Thunder free agency. Let's kind of recap that, Shaden.
Well, first of all, yes, like Colton said, we signed Paul George, which is ridiculous. I never thought it was going to happen.
But I'm insanely excited. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say I'm excited. I'm excited to see our boys back together again. Excited to see Russell Westbrook and Paul George have been playing a bunch of pickup games, you know, with a bunch of other NBA players throughout this entire summer. And they've been playing really well. Paul George is looking... Paul George is just looking more like the 24 Paul George rather than the 13 Paul George, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And that's something I'm really excited to see from him, see him more just comfortable in his skin, know where he's going to be, not have these questions throughout this year, and just kind of take more of a leadership role this year. I'm just really excited. Like, not even just that we have him, but just for what he really could do for our team.
So, Shaden, can I bump in here? and put in some two very big things that went into this, that why we should be so excited for this.
Yes.
Because, number one, Paul George signed for 4 years. So he committed to being in Oklahoma City for 4 years. And then on top of that, he didn't even give a meeting to the Los Angeles Lakers, who everybody thought he was a year ago. Everybody's like, he's going to LA. There's no chance Oklahoma City is going to re-sign him. And he didn't even give them an interview. Like, he didn't even give the Magic an interview. That is how sold Paul George is on being here in Oklahoma City for the next 4 years. That's something I find so incredibly exciting.
And another thing that's really good about that is just here's the thing about the Thunder that's kind of awesome but sucks at the same time is Russell Westbrook and Paul George are great players, but are they good enough to together win a championship, just the two of them? So that's in this kind of day and age in the NBA, we're kind of leaning towards for us to really push into the finals and make that championship run like seriously, we're honestly maybe going to need someone else who is another star or something. And right. Having that, those two guys like Russell Westbrook and Paul George, who have fully committed to Oklahoma City and shown their love to the city and how much they appreciate being there, I think that looks really good to other free agents who are looking like somewhere to go. Because I know Jimmy Butler's looking for a new place to go. And I'm not saying we'll get Jimmy, but like I'm just saying there's big name guys who are looking at that and saying these guys want to be there. These guys want to have that team chemistry, want to be friends, you know, which is weird. That doesn't happen a lot in the NBA now.
Yeah.
So I think that's one thing that I kind of looked at whenever he signed where I'm like, that's going to be really good for, you know, bringing guys in. Cause a lot of people are going to be excited to play with two guys who genuinely like playing together. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And there's a lot of hope too, because you know, like you're talking about, there's an attractiveness to coming there because Westbrook's got, after this season, 3 more years on his deal. George is going to have 3 years. And in addition, the cap is going to go up again next year, after next season. So, and then the Thunder will lose some things off the books. So we're going to be able to trade Schroeder. Schroeder will probably still, who we're going to get into in a little bit, but Dennis Schroeder is going to be an attractive piece in a trade that they can use to do a sign and trade. There's all kinds of things that are going to be able to happen because George and Westbrook are signed up for the next, you know, 3 to 4 years.
Yeah, that's huge. That's going to be awesome. Can we now move into talking about Dennis Schroeder, though?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Dennis Schroeder, my boy. We just signed in my opinion, the best backup point guard in the NBA.
There's a very good case for it.
Calling it right. I think the only other people you could put in there is Sean Livingston, which even Sean, as much as I love Sean Livingston, has been kind of digressing these past couple years. And then I don't even know who else you'd really put in that situation. Maybe, or Terry Rozier probably would, people would say. But Dennis Schroeder, as bad as that Atlanta Hawks team was last year, he was a bright spot for him. He played great for them, being their starting point guard. So that's one thing. He's going to be awesome for us off the bench. And he genuinely is super excited to play with Russell Westbrook and everything. And I'm excited to see him there.
I'm very excited with you. I think that there is a lot of willingness on both him and Russell's part to make it work because, you know, Russell has seen the last 2 years without Kevin Durant how hard his life has become as literally the only playmaker and ball handler on the team. You can make going into the season, everybody thought, oh, Paul George will be able to take some of that from you. Paul George really never – there was flashes of it last season with him and Adams pick and roll, but there just wasn't that playmaking that a lot of people thought we were going to get with Paul. And so having that, you know, second and third, however you want to look at it, ball handler is going to be huge, just even from a standpoint of someone that can come in and not only potentially keep the I think Dennis Schroeder, at worst, the Thunder aren't a negative when Westbrook's not on the floor. At best, he's a plus and he's a difference maker. Is that a good way to put it there?
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think even having, like, we kept Raymond Felton, which I honestly think is a pretty big deal, too, to have both Raymond Felton and Dennis Schroeder be able to come off the bench for us.
Yeah.
Because Raymond Felton had some pretty good stretches for us last year.
Yeah, he really did. But you could really debate whether he's a point guard or not, you know?
He's definitely a score first.
Right. Right.
But so is Dennis Schroeder, honestly. I mean, Dennis Schroeder can pass and has proved it, but he's looking to score.
Right.
But he's also one of those guys who he's coachable, which is very rare in the NBA. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, But we do have to talk. Well, we do have to talk about something that people were thinking about. Back to Reggie Jackson, where there was this very similar situation with Schroeder in Atlanta, where he thought he was the starting point guard and Jeff Teague was in there. But honestly, the gap between Jeff Teague and Dennis Schroeder, if there is one, is much smaller than there ever was with Westbrook and Reggie Jackson. And right. I think that, you know, if people are going to try to make that a big deal, then you can just look at that first Instagram post right after the trade happened and, you know, how excited Dennis Schroeder is to come here. Because I would be tired of playing in that garbage heap that is Atlanta right now as they're trying to rebuild.
Garbage heap?
Mm-hmm.
What are you're not a fan of my boy, Trae Young?
Listen, I'm kind of excited to see how he does, but other than that, they really have nothing. I guess Vince Carter plays for the Atlanta Hawks?
Yeah, they gave him Carmelo Anthony's number. Poor Carmelo.
So yeah, let's talk about the bench this season. In addition to signing or to trading and getting Dennis Schroeder, which instantly impact. Well, actually, hang on a second. Let's back up. How do you think that Schroeder can play with Westbrook, and do you think that he needs to play with Westbrook for this trade to be viewed as a positive thing for the Thunder?
Hey, I'm sorry. My drink fell on the ground. What did you say?
So, do you think, number one, that Dennis Schroeder... Crap, I forgot my own question. So basically,
welcome to our podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, basically... can Schroeder play with Westbrook... Number one, and then two, Schroeder and Westbrook have to play together to make this trade a positive?
No, I don't think they have to play together. I actually think having Schroeder helps a lot whenever Russell Westbrook's not on the court. But playing together, I think that's really cool because Schroeder has proven his past few years that, and he's been very vocal about it, how he does like to score and how he likes to shoot the ball. So I think that would be really cool to every once in a while play them both together, play Schroeder at maybe the two, and just have him be like a spot-up shooter and see how well it works. And I don't know if it'll be super successful at the beginning, but you never know. That could be really, really cool and something that every guy likes.
It's going to require one of them to cave in and move off the ball and commit to it. I think that could be a closing lineup that could terrify people. Of like here, the closing lineup of Westbrook, Schroeder, Paul George, either Patterson or Grant, whichever one you want to put in, and then Adams. That's a pretty. You got three playmakers. You have at least you have George who can shoot from anywhere on the court, and then Westbrook's known to if he can hit an opportune three, and then everybody's talking about how both Westbrook and Schroeder can be good catch and shoot 3-pointer shooters. So, and that playmaking is going to be pretty insane if it works. And if they move off the ball and they work off of each other.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. The Thunder, with our starting lineup, period, which I'm assuming that we are going to end up starting Jeremy Grant.
That's what you think?
That's what I personally think. Mm-hmm. I think he's the best defensive option. And if he's been working on his jumper, which has been really looking good, so I'm gonna say him. But if we can get Andre Roberson back completely healthy, he said he's aiming for a December, to get back to him being his full self. If we can get all of them healthy, I can legitimately see us being a top three defensive team in the league.
Oh, for our start, top five for sure.
Yeah, that's one thing that I'm really excited about because, I'm a big fan of Carmelo. I love that he played for us. I think that's awesome to be like, Carmelo Anthony played for Oklahoma City 1 year. It didn't work out, but it was still pretty cool. But having Carmelo not on that roster helps us in so many different ways. And like you were saying about the whole Paul George, everyone expected him to be like a passer whenever we got him. Well, at this point, because we don't have Carmelo, we don't have that other guy who we're like, okay, we need to somehow get him the ball and try and get him going. Not having that guy, I think, helps Paul George kind of become himself again and just kind of do his own thing.
Right.
So I think, obviously I love Carmelo, but not having him helps our team both offensively and defensively, our starting lineup especially. And that's something I'm really excited about. But
if you want to look at what maybe this team can be next year, just look at that comeback against the Jazz whenever Westbrook and George combined for like 60 something points and just destroyed. And they were both playing where they were like, forget it, Melo is not on this court. We have to go and win this game. I think that is something like a glimpse into what the Thunder can be this season, especially if they can get some help from other people. If they can get some other people to step up.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I think Dennis Schroeder will step up. He's proven that he kind of likes the limelight a little bit. So I think we have a lot of guys who want to step up and who want to play really well. And we'll get into our rookies, but we have a few guys who I'm really excited to watch play. And I'm hoping Billy gives them a good amount of playing time.
Right.
But yeah, I'm really excited for this roster. Probably not. Honestly, not as excited as I was before last season, because, I mean...
Everybody was excited about last season, because you had three, at the time, considered legit all-stars, really awesome players, and, you know, really we had about two.
Yeah. This season, I can legitimately see the Thunder being, like, third seed in the West this season. I really can.
Yeah, especially, so here's another thing we can get into that is maybe just as important as the Dennis Schroeder thing, and people may disagree with me. I'm not going to say it's as important, but it is very close. They signed Nerlens Noel to a one-year deal to come in and be that backup center, and I think this is going to be huge because it's going to help the Thunder if Nerlens can come in, and he's going to, I don't see any reason why he won't be motivated and ready to play, to come in and really fill in that backup point, that backup center role, and he can come in and give Adams some rest. Because you could tell by the end of the season, Adams was tired, and he was probably a little bit beat up. So if we can get Adams more rest throughout the season, that is huge. And then you can play them together. And it, like, if, for instance, against the Jazz, how they got destroyed by Derek Favors and Rudy Gobert, if they have, they can throw Noel out there, and they could really do some damage against that lineup.
Yeah, and you know how I feel about Nerlens Noel. I've never been a big Nerlens Noel fan. I always thought I was super overhyped. But watching him train, I've watched a lot of videos of him training in the off season. He can shoot. It's one thing that I never really noticed is he's got a really nice pull up mid range. And that's one thing that I think is probably, in my opinion, going to be one of the most important things to us, because yeah, I think it's going to be awesome that he's going to give Steven Adams some break, but let's be real. Nerlens Noel for his position really is not very big. So he's going to need that.
He's still a known shot blocker, though, and he's a solid defender.
Because he's athletic. He's very, very athletic, and he can jump. But backing down those type of plays, he's not the best at. And so that's one thing that I really want. That's one thing that I want him to prove me wrong on. I want to see him have some really intense defensive plays. But what I was saying is him pulling out and hitting those mid-range and making those athletic plays and smart plays, that's one thing that I'm really excited to see from him, and it looks like he's really been developing that a lot throughout the offseason. He's been practicing with Enes Kanter a lot.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, throughout this offseason. So he's been
kind of... Don't learn defense from Enes. Sorry, but you just don't.
Yeah. But he's been learning... He's looking like his footwork is getting a lot better. His shot's looking a lot nicer. He's very athletic. He's just... He just is a little bit undersized. Even watching him and Enes was just... easily backing him down, but that's the thing. He just needs to learn how to work with that, with his body type and how he can play and be effective that way. Kind of like how Josh Jackson is with Phoenix Suns, because Josh Jackson is not a very big guy for his position, but he can do stuff that you're kind of like, oh, I didn't realize a guy like that could do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's one thing I want to see from Nerlens. I'm really excited for him to prove me wrong this year, and I think he's going to get a lot of playing time probably.
All right, Shaden, let's talk about some draft and summer league stuff. It's not quite as interesting, but there is some things that we could talk about that's really pretty cool.
Not quite as interesting.
Well, so basically...
Hey, tell us, fans, what's more interesting, LeBron to the Lakers or the NBA Summer League?
Summer League, duh. Well, I thought that this would be a more Thunder-centric podcast, so we can do a more NBA-wide podcast next week.
Yeah, okay.
There was a plan, Shaden. You just didn't trust the process.
Hey, I was just trying to make a stupid point.
Oh. Anyway, so basically, if you didn't know, the Thunder drafted three players. Devin Hall, a wing from Virginia, Kevin Hervey, a wing slash power forward from the University of Texas Austin, Arlington, something like that. And then Hamadou Diallo, they traded cash considerations for him, and they got him from I think the Charlotte Hornets. I can't remember for certain. They got him. And those three, they played in Summer League, and so let's talk. So basically, let's talk about some Summer League stuff super quick. And that will lead into a very interesting discussion, I think. So basically, everybody was kind of expecting Tiefer to come out, as most normal second-year players do, and dominate in the Summer League. He did not at all. But kind of like a superhero that arose from the ashes of Summer League was Deonte Burton. Looks like a linebacker, plays small plays a shooting guard, and he did so well in Summer League that they signed him. The Thunder signed him to a two-way deal. And then also Hamadou Diallo actually made the team roster, speak off of his performance from Summer League. So that's all interesting. So basically it's going to get into, let's talk about the wing depth on this team, Shaden. So let me list them out. Let me list them out for you.
Okay.
You ready? So yep. We got Armando Brinas, T. Ferg, Abdul Nader, who is mm-hmm. another thing, and we got in a trade from this Boston Celtics. Then we have Burton's two-way. I'm not going to include him. And then we have Hamadou, and we have TLC. So I kind of want to talk about if Robertson's not ready to go day one of the season. Who do you think starts? Who do you think gets a lot? Who do you think starts? Who do you want to see start, and how will they do in that starting role? And then kind of we can go down of what we expect from each of these players as the season goes on.
I think they're going to – do we still have Corey Brewer? We still have Corey
no,
Brewer.
No, Corey Brewer did not re-sign with the Thunder.
Okay, I couldn't remember. So, yeah, I think we'll probably just start T-Ferg at the beginning just because he has had a year under his belt and knows what he's doing a little bit before these other guys, you know, get up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But one guy that you kind of mentioned that I'm really, really excited to see is Burton, because he reminds me a lot of, like, Zion Williamson. Like, he's got that body type, and he can just, like, score, like, soar through the air. He looks like he's going to be fun to watch. He did some pickup games throughout the season, and he was doing just as well. Like, he was playing with some of the big name guys, and he outscored Paul George. He outscored, I think it was James Harden. He outscored a few guys, but he played really, really well, and he plays smart for his size. I like it a lot.
Well, I was just about to say, let's kind of give ourselves a heat check here and, like, talk about, let's have some realistic expectations. He's on a two-way deal, so the amount of time that he can spend with the team this season is very limited unless the Thunder straight up sign him to the team. Second of all, he spent last season playing in Korea in the Korean Basketball League, so that's kind of a red flag of some sort. So, you know,
no, it's not.
I think we should kind of keep some realistic expectations. I think we do at some point in the season see a little bit of Burton, and he would have made a lot more sense last season whenever they were just starved and trying to find literally anybody to just not screw up the two-guard position. He would have made a lot more sense to give a shot last season, but I'm still excited for him.
I will say this. I think he's going to get a lot more playing time than you think he's going to get.
Okay.
Right. Out of our young guys who we picked up, I think he's going to get the most playing time out of anybody.
I disagree with you. I think Hamadou Diallo is going to get the most time. But okay, Shaden, over under 10 games that Burton plays in this next season.
Over. Faux show. Mm-hmm.
All right. I think Diallo's going to get a lot bigger look, where they can look at him and say, do we want to maybe focus more on developing this guy, or do we want to keep sticking with T-Ferg? I think they still stick with T-Ferg for at least through the next season. Yeah. But I don't think they're gonna give up on him on any time soon.
Yeah. And I like Diallo too. I think he's really good. I think I still think that the Thunder would maybe put Devin Hall before Diallo for a little bit, just because Devin Hall has a lot more college experience.
Devin Hall didn't get signed up, but Devin Hall is not signed by the Thunder. He's on their G League team.
I thought they signed him.
Nope.
Snap.
They signed a random power forward dude whose name I think like Tyler or something, like a nobody that no one knows. But as far they don't have an open roster spot. I don't think that depends on what they do with Kyle Singler. But yeah, they did not sign Devin Hall or Kevin. So the only draft pick they signed from this last draft was Hamidou Diallo.
Well, that makes me really sad. I liked Devin Hall.
He did not have a good summer league. I think Devin Hall might actually be overseas.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he might be.
Aw, poor guy.
So,
anyways, NBL.
So,
anyway. So, go ahead. Sorry, I'm looking through stuff. It's been a while since I've looked through all this summer.
So, Shaden, talk to me about TLC. What is your take on Timothy Cabaret Lalu or Timothy Luau Cabaret, something like that?
I don't really know a ton about him, but I watched him. I watched a few of him playing a little bit. He's athletic and he looks like he knows. I don't even know how to put it. You know how you watch some of those big guys and they kind of like. They're more finesse, you know what I'm saying? He kind of feels like someone like that, which is kind of cool. But other than that, I really don't really know what to take of him. I don't think he's going to get a lot of playing time. But who knows?
So here's what I've kind of heard about him. Based off of, I heard an interview done with a guy that covered him in Philly. When he started for the team, he started there for a little bit when J.J. Redick was hurt. He did very well. I think he played like 50-something games last year. And he did very well. And then he got injured and had to come off the bench once Redick came back and just never was quite the same. But what everybody was excited about was he could really hit threes. They said he wasn't that great on defense, but he could hit threes and he could take guys off the dribble, I believe, and really drive. And so that's kind of something that we don't really have from the two guard. And I think he's going to get ample – him and T. Ferg, I think, are going to get ample opportunity this season to win that starting job until Roberson comes back. Or if Roberson isn't healthy and ready to go.
Well, I'm excited to see it. We just – this season's, like, really weird because we're really got to rely on a lot of our young guys.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of them who haven't really had that time to really prove themselves. So – maybe we'll get lucky and just have like a breakout star in our hands.
Maybe. Diallo might be a steal. If you didn't know, he almost came out last draft in 2017. And he was projected to be a lottery pick, but decided to go back to Kentucky and had an abysmal year at Kentucky. I believe he might have set a record in the combine for like highest jump or something that year. It was crazy, like off the chart. Someone called him like thermonuclear athleticism. I think is what they described it as.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Doesn't that make you excited? Thermonuclear athleticism.
See, The only things I've really seen of him is him shooting, and he doesn't have a bad shot or anything. But it's just, you know. I don't know. I don't know, man.
So, Shaden, what would you say to ending on this question? We'll really debate this. You ready?
Okay.
So basically, this offseason has come down to two things. Two big things. A new bench and the subtraction of Carmelo Anthony. Which one is going to be and is going to end up being the bigger reason for hope this season? Is it the knack that we have a new, basically a whole new bench, or is it going to be the subtraction of Melo? What is it going to be?
I'm going to say right now, I'm going to say the subtraction of Melo, just because there's so many things that you can already like picture in your mind and put straight forward that it's going to improve. Whereas having the new bench is cool, but we have so many guys on the new bench who we don't really know about, because we could have an entire bench of, you know, people who are terrible and we're not really sure. So I think I would definitely have to say the Melo thing. I think, like I said earlier, it improves both defense and offense. But the bench is cool. It kind of gives the Thunder like that like unknown kind of feel to it, where you're just like, this could be really cool or this could be kind of rough for us. But yeah, we'll see. And having some of those young guys, like especially Burton, I know he's been working out a lot with Westbrook through the summer. So I think that's going to be kind of cool having, you know, Westbrook and Steven Adams and Paul George to kind of look up to and learn how to play the game from. And that having those big stars, you know, being able to play for usually ends up helping younger guys a lot. So that's going to be cool. I think that's going to be exciting, but I definitely got to go with the Carmelo thing.
Yeah. I probably got to go with you on the subtraction of Carmelo. It just allows everybody to not have that drama of Carmelo being here. It saves the Thunder just oodles and oodles of money.
Oodles.
Yeah, oodles. That's a good
that's
word.
That's what this podcast would be called.
Yeah, oodles.
Oodles.
Oodles. So there's that so far. Anything else Thunder related that you want to hit on?
Not really. Everything I want to hit on is not Thunder related now. But you won't let me talk about that.
Well, we can talk about it. We've got 15 more minutes if you want to do that.
Hey, I don't want to. We'll save that for next podcast.
Okay. Because it is, we're still in the heart of summer. We still have like another month and a half before NBA stuff starts up. The season starts.
Exactly.
We'll go ahead and end this bad boy.
Yeah. Hopefully, like I said, we're going to try and do some new stuff. I have some cool game ideas that we're going to try and implement. And maybe we can, in the next few podcasts, we can do like a preseason award show. We've done that the past 2 years, so I feel like we've got to. But yeah, we'll see. We're excited to do the podcast again. Hopefully you guys enjoy it.
I think people will. We just got to figure out a way to make sure that we get this done.
And hopefully the audio sounds decent. If anyone's listening to this, let us know.
Mm-hmm. We'll probably get a call from Calvin, be like, hey, you idiots need to do it this way.
You guys suck.
Yeah. Old Papa Bear is going to come in and rescue us, probably.
You just call him Old Papa Bear?
Yeah.
Dang it. I thought that was my name.
No, I'm not going to go there. So, yeah, we wrap this up?
Yeah, I think that's good for now.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening. Follow us on Twitter at @Slim_basketball. We will interact with you if you tweet us. I'm excited about it. Apparently people attack Shaden all the time on Twitter for his outlandish views. Which is fun.
It hasn't happened in a while, but I miss it. So
yeah. So that's exciting. We will be doing this. Be sure to recommend us to your friends. Thoughts of changes will be happening. And I thank you guys for keeping up with us. And we really enjoy doing this podcast and hope you guys let us continue to do it.
Yeah. And we're going to try and keep it on a decent schedule, like same time every week. This is early semester for me, and Colton's got some pretty big changes in his life coming up, so we're not really sure what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So
let's just say I might be forced to become a Trailblazer fan.
Yeah. What an idiot. Stay tuned for a new Trailblazer podcast.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I guess we'll see you guys next week.
All right. Bye.